Dear friends, this evening I'd like for us to think about, and I think we know that tonight's a transitional moment. We're closing the page on 2017, looking to 2018. You think about, what do you say to someone when they are transitioning? They're going from one place to another place. What do you say to people? What do we typically say in our culture, in our language? We usually say, hello, maybe hello, good luck. Sometimes we might say goodbye because they're going in a different direction, whatever it may be. I've been told in Hawaii you can say hello and goodbye with one word. What is that word? Is that true? It is true? Okay. I asked my wife that. She said, no, that's not true. So now she left, so I can say that. The Japanese language apparently has a word that can cover goodbye, hello, and thank you. Duomo is what I've been told. It covers everything. That's what you say when you transition with someone. Duomo. For Christians, believe it or not, there is a word for us or a group of words that we use when we transition, when we're making a major change in life, when we're turning the calendar, so to speak, or moving and making a change in life, whatever it may be. And those words are in Numbers chapter 6. These are the words. And I'll explain in just a second. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Beautiful words. And those are words that were spoken at a time of great transition for God's people in the Old Testament. So we know that the Israelites were kind of caught in between here in Numbers chapter 6. Behind them was the time in which those evil Egyptians were back there, back behind them. They had left. And in front of them was the promised land. And so these words kind of are given right in between when they're facing a big transition. Here's another transition they were going through. They didn't have a building to worship in. In Egypt, they didn't have anything. In the promised land, they had the beautiful temple that David built. But now at this point, the transition is they're speaking these words in the tabernacle. You see, this is a transitional time to speak these words for God's people. And in the Christian church, I'd like for us to think of these words as a transition for us as well. When do we speak these words in the service? Do you remember? I hope you do. The end, of course. That closes off the service. We're finished. We're saying the service is over. But those words send us off and transition us out into the world and community that we live. And I believe they're the perfect, I believe these are God's words for us for a transition into a new year. The Lord bless you and keep you. Do they hold significance for us? I hope so. Let's start off just with those first words. The Lord bless you and keep you. Those were words that the Israelites held on tightly. When they heard those words, they meant quite a bit in their heart. Why do I say that? Because they didn't have connections and friends to lean on when these words are spoken. They had none. They had enemies behind them in Egypt. The Egyptians, they ate them up. They enslaved them. They didn't treat them very well. But then in the promised land, ahead of them were the Canaanites. They had gods that devoured people. And the Moabites, they practiced child sacrifice. They had no one to lean on here. No one to bank on, no friends or connectors. They also didn't have food supply. The Israelites didn't in this moment. Behind them, they couldn't go back to the Egyptians and get the good food that they had back there. Cucumbers and melons, the Bible says. And they can't go into the new land because it's a grazing land. There isn't just a lot of food that's coming their way. So when they heard the words, the Lord bless you and keep you, my friends, they held on to these words very tightly. There's a little bit of a concern that sometimes we lose those words as we head into our 2018. The Lord bless us and keep us. There might be overconfidence as we head into 2018 that, boy, I can do it all myself, and I don't need any help from anybody else. Or we might be despairing because things haven't gone well in 2017, and we might be wondering tonight, boy, I don't think good things are coming my way. We really need these words, these first words, the Lord bless us and keep us. It keeps us steady. It keeps us balanced. The second words, second phrase here, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Those are important words, and I have no doubt these were very dear words to God's people, the Israelites. They needed to know that God was gracious to them. You see, they had just made some major mistakes. Do you know what they did? God told them that he was going to take them through the water. I'm pretty sure they doubted that and thought, my goodness, what a crazy plan that is. They distrusted. And then they distrusted the leaders God gave them. Moses, he can't speak that well. Miriam, she's not that great. Give us someone who is dynamic, the Israelites said. And it weighed on them, the guilt of how they really distrusted God's plan and God's leaders. They held on to God's grace very tightly. We need that sense that God is gracious to us and that we have the weight of our sin maybe this past year on our shoulders. We don't want to become overconfident thinking that, there's no problem with the sins that I've committed in the past. There's no problem and I can move on without grace and move on by my own doing. We don't want to be overconfident. We don't want to be filled with guilt and weighed down heavily on our shoulders and barely walk at all. We want to be balanced. You see how those words give us balance? The Lord shine his face upon us and be gracious to us. That keeps us balanced in life. The story is told of a pastor that was preaching about the weight of sin. And he was delivering a message about how heavy it weighs us down. And a man out in the crowd said, "Pastor, I don't feel that weight at all." And the pastor said, Moody said this actually. He said, "That's because dead people spiritually don't feel any weight of their sin at all. It doesn't matter how large they are." That's a good little exchange that tells us something. We don't want to be completely weighed down with our sin. We also don't want to just be light, thinking that we can just conquer things all by ourselves. It's God's grace that keeps us even. And finally, that last passage there says these words, "The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." See, I believe the Israelites knew what this peace was about. Not world peace. God's peace. What's the difference? God's peace, shalom, is different than world's peace. Maybe the best way to describe it, and I've described it here at Peace this way before. There was an artist that was commissioned to draw a painting describing peace. And everyone thought that he was going to paint a meadow with an eagle flying high above and a lake down below and just something that brought soft feelings and warmth to the heart. But they were surprised by what he came up with. His painting had a roaring sea in the background and waves that were crashing on the shore and a tree that had the branches were withered and even broken off because the wind was so severe. But in the crevice of one of those branches was a little nest. That nest had a sparrow and two little baby sparrows that were completely safe. The artist describes peace in the Bible, biblical peace, very well. Peace has nothing to do with life if life circumstances go well for us in 2018. Peace has nothing to do if actually life circumstances go bad for us in 2018. Peace is having our identity hooked on to Jesus and knowing that we are safe and secure under his wing and in his nest. The Israelites knew that. They had a raging storm around them. They didn't know where they were going to live in the next year. They were very calm and at peace. And so can we going into 2018. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say how the Israelites responded when these words were first spoken. I'm wondering if someone raised their hand and said, "Come on, these words can't be true." I'm wondering if another person said, was skeptical to Moses in these words. We don't know. But we do know one thing. How do we respond when we hear those words at church? What do we say? What do we say? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. What do we say? Amen. You know, no better words. May it be so. Let it be done. In other words, it's going to happen. And that's true. So this is God's New Year's wish for you in 2018. He will bless and keep you. He will shine his face upon you. He will be gracious to you. He will lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. What a great wish to have for 2018. Amen.